Our future with the Bauchuva Agency. We are discussing an important part of reality in our church in 2023 generation, the Bauchuva movement, the Bauchuva Agency. I'm giving us all agency today to go on that journey with someone who I believe is a Bauchuva. Who's the special guest? It's myself. If I wasn't for the Chuva movement, I wouldn't be sitting in the studio talking to you right now. And I do believe I have the authority, being that I've been in Eretz Yisrael now over 24, 5 years on the Chuva process. And being a Bau means a master of Chuva. So am I at that level, a master? So we've been discussing in our New Light book series, Mastering Practical Spirituality. This is what we've been discussing. I wouldn't be so presumptuous to say that I'm holding on the level of mastery. But with the help of Rav Oresh and the Tzaddikim, Rav Shalom Oresh ben Yemna, and all the different Tzaddikim that we're connected to, please God will be blessed with the ability to, together with them, to master some spirituality, and even more important, to master the concept of tshuva, what it means to be about tshuva, to discuss it. I recommend everybody right away check out the Relationship Flow podcast, where my soulmate discussed from her point of view the about tshuva concept as a soulmate, as a lady, and 2023, her journey in the last 20 something years, some of the key points she brought out are really necessary for many people to hear about how everyone can be involved in a connecting way towards the Bauchuva movement and the agency. What am I referring to when I discuss that? That's my Unity Bookings, and we'll hopefully get into a bit more over there as well. The idea of bringing unity wherever we go, working together, collaborating, that's my hope. I want to thank everyone for joining us this week in our wonderful studio in Yerushalayim. Ira Kodesh, we are here in the studio of Rav Shalom Oresh of Breslov, Israel. I don't know how much more time I've got here because there are some talks about me moving on, some other great projects. But if I am here, for the meanwhile, we're going to keep doing these awesome classes. And the guest this week, as I said, is the Tshuva movement itself, the power of Tshuva, all the Unity Booking artists. We have an agency for wonderful souls of who have Tshuva'd it, who are people that, thank God, are returning to their Shoresh, to their roots. And we appreciate all of you guys. You are special guests online, Breslov.com as well. Thank you for uploading 2 weeks ago, Benjamin Klempner's special class. Check out those two parts, as well as the spiritual mastery practical videos that we put all three parts below in the links, as well as our last week's special guest, Uriah Music, O-R-Y-A-H-H underscore for Instagram, or with music on YouTube. Had the opportunity to connect to his wonderful talent. He was our special guest, so we hope to get the official class up as soon as possible. Got some great feedback about him. He's an example of someone who's part of the Bauchuva Agency, someone who's returning to Hashem in the Holy Land in 2023, 5783. And let's go, dedicating our 178th class, Days of Erev Tammuz, Amunah. Yes, we definitely need to be aware that we're coming to a new machane, a new camp of the camp of Reuven. We've just been in the camp of Yehuda, and Yisachar Zvulun, the special camp of Chodesh Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. Now we're going out as we climax Sivan towards the camp of Reuven. Reuven is the Chodesh of Tammuz and Av, Menachem Av, and Elul. These are the Keneged, the Shvatim, as B'nai Yisachar says, of Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. We have the opportunity to connect to this special light that's coming in the next few days, a few weeks, actually, will be Mubarak Chodesh Tammuz, the Tova Bezat Hashem. We want to win a hafach. We want to turn around the days that are approaching. We already get a hint of Parsha Shlach Lecha about Bimei Anovim, the idea of these are times of special challenges and difficulties. And in Shlach Lecha begins to manifest those challenges and difficulties that the Rav spoke about on Sinai, Rosh Hashanah Morish, in our Muna weekly class, about the importance of Shmir Salosha, guarding our mouth, connecting positively towards the light of the Tzaddikim. And that's the panemius, that's the inner realm of how we'd like to go with the path for tshuva, especially when we're going to be learning and continuing to learn a new light. Very special. Our last week was filled with light, with Uriah, his own name is light. And we're going to carry on with the where we left off, page 310 in a new light. Check it out. Get ready. We'll start the class in a minute. We're just going to go through some of your important, appreciated feedback and dedicate a little bit more to the class. Everyone, once again, can reach out to me. Ellie.goldsmith@breslov.co.il or direct unityinspireprojects@gmail.com or the website unityinspiresprojects.com, and there's only one S in that. So the soul, we're dedicating the son of Avichai Yeshua ben Chava, Yisrael Avram, and the D family, all three that were murdered. Alav Shalom, we did a, we'll mention it in the feedback in a minute. Comfort to all their families. Prof. Dinah Emmis. Also, we want to wish a full shlema to Shona Ben Yemna and Abra Bas Chana, Tila Rivka Bas Masha. She's on a trip, should be successful. These class of elevated pure soul, Gedalia's son, Yerachim Adonai Ben Gedalia. Had a good chat with him and appreciating all his content. We appreciate dedication to our Amuna classes and good week, healthy, energized summer filled days with Amuna and sharing Amuna Global. That's the goal. What we're doing here, someone asked, why are you continuing these classes when you're in doubt whether you'll be continuing here in the Amuna Tour, Amuna Live? Once again, you guys needed to really reach out, make it happen, partner more. I believe in a sharing Amuna Global, and it comes to me wherever I go. It's a journey. So right now, we're still here, we're still sharing. Baruch Hashem. And I think that's a lesson to everyone out there. No matter what, keep sharing Amuna Global. As I said last week, the Rav gave me a lot of kisses and said, we're doing great work, and I believe in that also. I'm Muslim, but I like Judaism, because it talks about Torah and I'm learning Yiddish. That was in reference to Yom Tov Aleichem's class we put up. We're going to Galed is a big, and don't get confused by anyone else. Yeah, someone, a lot of fans of Yom Tov Galed actually went up on a Dera Shimshon post. Check out the Dera Shimshon. It's a great Torah channel that we're working and growing. Please, let's go. The special guest, Yosef Seidler. Yes, we had him last week. He was live before Shema, and we got some nice feedback. Someone wrote, Shalom, Rabbi, and your awesome guest. Greeting from Sydney, Australia. I love the book, Rabbi. That's to do with the new light. And thank you for sending it to me. Yes, we did send it to her. And I even have a spare copy. Who wants to get it before I'm no longer able to do this? Reach out so I can send you a free copy. Email me. How are you sharing Amuna Global, bringing more unity and love to your sphere of influence and to your community? Okay, here we are. Let's go into more of the feedback. People about Rav Shalom Morish. Yes, Jack Langer commented, yes, that's Yaakov Langer from the Living L'Chaim, commented on your post recommending this special interview on Beyond Inspiring Rabbi Leo D. So he gave a big heart that we recommended it, and we put it on all our platforms. So powerful witness, the in-person process by living now in a frat. That's what I wrote. Real Amuna people with true, kind, dedicated hearts, only comfort, long, healthy life. May Rabbi Leo D, who also shared the video with us, by the way, put it on our Amuna is Our Future group. You can check that out on Facebook, as a growing group we've been working on for a long time. There's over 1,500 people there. Fulfill all his goals of mission as an ultimate dedication to his wife and daughters, Olive Shalom. Feeling the inspired United Souls comfort. Us all, the song with video brought us all to tears. Thank you, Yaakov Langer and team. Gedalia's class. Okay, thanks so much. He's asking again about the number. I sent it to them. And you just need to reach out to WhatsApp and you can join one of his groups. Ruth Jachavit, Baruch Hashem. And Bendiga al Rav Shoresh, Ku Hashem. Shalom Rabbi and your guests also greetings from Sydney. Yes, we read that already. Pop closure. Someone was asking about sending the questions. So once again, we have this list. I already put it there for next week. And I'll put this copy back in my storage because I like to keep a record of everything we're doing. And thank God, let's go. Let's keep learning the new light. Join us now in chapter 7. That's what we're holding. Appreciate all you guys reaching out. Just a reminder, Amuna, Hashem always loves me. And everything will always be good. And it will only get better and better. The magnet, check it out. And all the wonderful booklets that we've been talking about all these weeks. Love having you here. Got some love over there on Instagram. Keep sharing some feedback over here. It means a lot. The short and the certain route. Page 310. Let's learn. Yeah? Let's do this, guys. Let's make it happen. There are some topics regarding whether it exists comprehensive, well-organized books with practical application, which anthologize many inspiring teachings and types of guidance. Yes. A person who wants to attain the wholeness of the work of will must always have a book at hand on this topic and learn from it regularly. If he has the opportunity to read or hear additional sources of encouragement on that topic, he should write them down. The idea, remember, is chokek libech. We have to internalize what we're learning. It's not enough just to read. It's not enough just to hear. Listen. Yeah, we can listen to lots of good things. We need to write it down, internalize it. That's why we always write everything down. All your feedback, we internalize your appreciation. We also internalize the lessons here. For instance, a person who wants to engage in Espodidus, a Muna prayer, personal prayer, talking to Hashem, should learn in Forest Fields by the author of this book, that's from Shlomo Morish, which is a practical guide to Espodidus. Its entire goal is to inspire the people of our generation to engage in personal prayer, aka Espodidus. Yeah, that's what we're about over here. Hello. And he should learn Outpouring of the Soul, which is another beautiful book, one of the books that originally inspired me very much when I first came here in Eretz Yisrael in 1998-99, which compiles advice and cultural guiding exposed from all the books of Rabbi Nachman and his students, Rabbi Nosson. Yeah, and that's talking about Rebrezov.org. That's one of our friends Rafael Kramer, I went there when I was much younger and much shorter beard. And he was also much younger, Rafael Kramer, in the 90s, end of the 90s. And I got a lot of Breslin books that changed my life. A person who wants to work a particular topic must be a wise person whose eyes are in his head, as it says in Ecclesiastes, or however you say that. I think in Hebrew that means Kehelis. Instead of recreating the world, instead of studying and learning for years, experimenting and erring until you reach proper conclusions, like Tim Ferriss style. Yeah, what's one of, he always does his experiments on himself. I think these days he's got a bit wiser about how to do it. Someone who's already told about hard on all your behalf, who's already ploughed, sowed, reaped, and so forth, who has presented you with foods, delicacies, ready to eat. So there's enough people done experiments already. Maybe Tim is the first. We'll give him some praise. But there really is a lot of people who have done these experiments for us, especially with self-development. And in the Torah world, there's many tzaddikim, many righteous people who've done the hard path, laid out what's needed, especially for our generation. We're called the, it's us, and we're gathering together all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the answers, all the advice. That's one of the reasons why we're doing this class, because you're not just hearing from me, you're hearing from all the Doris, the Messiah, all the way back through the Tzaddikim, through Rabbi Nachman, all the way to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, or through Lubavitch, all the way to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and from Rav Shimon all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. As we said last week, the idea of Moshe to Yeshua, to Zakenim, to Am Yisrael, Rap Chazak, the Amatz. That was the Masorah we spoke about last week. There's always a tradition, a transmission, as we learn in Pirkei Avos. Yes, we hope you guys are learning the saying of the fathers, another way of connecting to the tradition. Therefore, and that's very important for our generation, because there's a lot of discounting the previous generation, the previous wisdom. Everyone wants to, in the world out there, the woke world or whatever you want to describe it, they're trying to come up with newer and newer ways. They imagine that this is going to be the right way for humanity. And the problem is they're mistaken, because they've discounted history, they've discounted facts, they've discounted truth, they've discounted values. And these are values that have been tried and fulfilled. And not only that, God Himself, who created this whole world, if you believe in the truth of God and Creator, who's constantly creating the world, communicating these truths constantly. And therefore, to discount yourself or disconnect from that truth leads to all kinds of mistakes that we're seeing manifest in the general troubles and challenges that are going on in the world. You just have to look at the crime rate and corruption that goes on in all these places of people that believe in these strange ways of thinking and unfortunate. We pray for all of you, and we will keep sharing the truth no matter what, because the truth is the key to hopefully bring the world back to its center, back to its and humanity back to its soul level. That's why we put out the United Souls. Check it out in the description also, as we're updating the latest version extract we put out with all the latest music. We have a beautiful song from Yom Tov Biton and Shtar, or rather, let's say the new name, Isaac and Rubinstein. Beautiful new songs that just came out this week. And we're looking forward to a new song from Nissan Black and new songs from other artists, Moshe Rubin, all the wonderful people we work with. Love sharing music global, because Emunah music is going to be the key to correct the values in the youth, in all these platforms, to bring it out. So, for example, Yom Tov Biton has 1 million views of him talking about everything he's gone through and doing it with Emunah. Those 1 million kids that saw that hopefully will inspire them to connect more to Emunah and to sing those words of Emunah, as well as all the other artists we mentioned. Therefore, a person who wants to acquire the trait of Emunah, which encompasses all the good in the world, should regularly learn in the Garden of Emunah, is gates with thanksgiving, yeah, the Book of Gratitude. A man who wants to have a good marital relationship should regularly learn the Gan Shalom or other books of Shalom Bias advice, yes. A woman who wants to strengthen herself, the wisdom of women, and all the other important needed Shalom Bias books. A person who wants to acquire the trait of Job. Remember, the most important thing is not enough to learn. We'll see that in a minute. You should learn in the Garden of Wisdom. A person who wants to get out of debt should learn in the Garden of Wealth. Yes, the Garden of Riches. My Covenant of Peace, Briti Shalom, is a wonderful essential book for every man who wants to work on the most important matter in life, the rectification of the covenant, Bris Kodesh. Who doesn't need to work on your sod nowadays? It's something, the foundation of humanity is the Kedusha Torah, especially this month, where we're going to try to be humble, not the other way. We're going to try to be humble in this month and have humility that we need to work on working and rectifying our relationships with how we deal with the bris, the covenant of humanity, the idea of procreation and marriage and Shalom Bayis and soulmates. These are all important things discussed in Rav Shalom Oresh's beautiful series of Garden of Emunah. A man is sent to this world principally to stand the test of licentious and attain the rectification of the covenant, Bris Kodesh, And this book is an encompassing and complete guide to that topic. So we all see nowadays how much we need these advice, because we need these eights, these important guiding principles on how to guard the bris. I went today before the class to the mikveh. I had the opportunity to meet with a very special organization and head, Just One Chesed. Check them out. I might be doing some projects with them, we'll see. They've already done a lot of chesed since I moved to Efrat. Amazing organization. And the head guy, before we had the meeting, said, we've got to go to the mikveh. We started off with purity. That's the key. The prescription. A personal library of such books is like a wonderful pharmacy that has medicine for every disease and problem. The prescription is to take the book on the subject that you're working on and learn a page a day or more. I remember this in yeshiva. I was having challenges with the bris. So I learned Shom Emunim in those days. We didn't have Rav Shalom Arush's book on the covenant of priesthood in my Brisi Shalom. We didn't have that book yet. So I had the opportunity to learn from Rav Aaron Roth the idea of Shom Emunim and Taras HaKodesh and Taras HaShulchan, all those beautiful books from that tzaddik, and also Rabbi Nachman's Sfarim on Kiddush Bris we had in those days from Brezel.org, Tikkun Klali. So that was what we were able to learn, and I learned those books on those subjects, and it helped a tremendous amount. The ruler and pen or pencil, yeah, you have to underline. You go to someone's book. I can't show you my book because I'm always using different versions. But underline, make notes, stick sticky things in the book to keep where it was a significant moment and something you need to internalize. Can mark every point. Rabbi Roish definitely does this. I've seen in his books and all the books of the Tzaddikim that I've had the merit to look at, they're all written up. I just put up a post there, Shimshon, an old version, and it had all kinds of notes in it. And the idea that, thank God they put out a newer version, but the point is constantly working on what you're learning, internalizing it, underlining it, and marking it, putting it, organizing it to, as we've already discussed many times, mastering spirituality. That's been one of the main concepts. At the beginning of every session of your work of will, remind yourself of these central points that you've summed up and delineated. For instance, if your work attaining joy, when you begin your work of the will, tell yourself, and here we're going to read this now, everyone together, page 311, in a new light, I realize that my primary work in life is to acquire the trait of joy, because that is a central requirement for attaining everything good in life. In the physical and spiritual realms. As a result of my work to attain joy, it would be easy for me to acquire everything else that I want. Therefore, I must remind myself over and over that attaining joy is my essential task, and there's forbidden to be dormant and inactive. I must work every day to learn about this topic, practice advice I learn, engage in much prayer until Hashem will have compassion on me, distance me from depression as much as possible, help me attain joy in every level, so I will always be joyful. As the rabbi always says, Eli, smile. He wants me to smile at you guys. Brezel.com, you hear me? Go there, by the way, if you want to get all these books. All the books we've mentioned are listed. All the general books you mentioned from all the other organizations are listed there at Shimshon, Brezel.com, Brezel.org. Everything's listed over there on our books, on our website as well, and you can order it through Brezel of Israel, no problem. And I also realize that my being able to experience God's joy depends on my amunah, that everything is for the good. I was speaking to a rav about panasa, income, having abundance, and he said, that it's so important to believe, as Rav Oresh says, the same thing, that it's going to be good and it's going to get better, that everything works out the best way. And with that amunah, with that betochen, that's the key to go forward. Therefore, the initial and central work of my will is to believe that everything is for the good. And Rav Oresh himself told a story this week. If everyone goes listen to this week's class, and we put it on the Spotify as well. You can watch it on Spotify nowadays. Over there, he mentioned his own challenges, brought him to an hour of prayer just on this point of that it will all be for the good. And he came to new Masakim, new understandings of Amunah by doing that. In order to attain that Amunah, I must learn his gates with thanksgiving. I said thank you and I was saved. And every day I must devote at least half an hour to the work of the will to complete Amunah, the opposite of complaining. We're going to have complete Amunah. Although the works of our generation certainly cannot be compared to works of any generation, which is the humility we need to have, pride, this is not the pride, it's the humble month, humble, humility month, that's what we're busy with here, that we have to go back to previous generations to get the wisdom. When it comes to practical advice, worth our learning contemporary books, because we need to be able to make it practical for our generation. That's why I listen to a lot of contemporary podcasts. I listen to Rav Simon Jacobson, I listen to Rav Wari Jacobson, I listen to Rav Shai Tal. I listen to Rabbi, there's a long list here. I could go through the podcast. I mean, if you ever want me to send you a podcast, it's Gedalia Fence. Of course, I listen to many, many, many podcasts, including our own. I review what we put up as well. Even my own class, I think, is worth review. We need to go through contemporary platforms not just books, podcast, audio, visual apps. We need to, I'm updating on this book because it's also, you know, it was written with the concept of books, but nowadays people are mostly listening, audio books. We need to listen to all the right places and get the inspiration that will help us go forward to discipline ourselves and to have a focused, enjoyable life. Yes. So let's go. They have the tremendous bunch having written or spoken, if we're doing audio, of authors who have encountered experience of problems of this generation. That's why we're having mine now, Rav Gershon Edelstein, who just who went up to the Olam HaEmes just last week. We're having mine his wonderful soul, and hopefully he will be Melech Yotzeh for our generation. And any other souls who went up, the Chabad guy who unfortunately was shot last week, his soul should be Melech Yotzeh. All the D family who went up, all three of them should be Melech Yotzeh. All these souls who understood are up in Shemaim now with our current issues. Someone wrote, I humbly want Beis HaMikdash then. Yes, it has to be of humility. Very good. Broken heart. I said to someone, my heart's so broken from all the challenges that go on sometimes, say with trying to make a living or dealing with people. My heart is broken so much. I said this once to my Rebbe, the Talmud Rebbe. The blood is pouring all out on the floor right in front of me right now. It's overwhelming, the pain. Please pray, Eliyahu Eliezer ben Chana Libesh, and I have a healed heart. And my wife, Mashbeth Chai, we need to heal our hearts. We need Am Yisrael to come together more with Ahava, with love, and to get rid of all these negative energies about making a living. It's all good. Let's do it together. Unity. Let's build Am Yisrael's bracha and blessing and abundance. We're not in competition over here in the Breslov.com area. We are working together as a team. Remember that. Team effort. Unity. Shem sees everything we're doing. Let's be with love and support each other. Let's help each other. Let's believe in each other. Let's give encouragement, as we spoke last week. Only words of encouragement. Let's build each other into the best. That's the kind of business environment we want to be in, not anything else. God forbid, Hashem Shemreinu. And Hashem should help us all going ahead weiter. And that's the idea. They've experienced the problems of our generation, understand the generation, all its special difficulties, who relate to and can answer specific questions. For instance, in the Brit Shalom, my covenant of peace, which I'm not sure that's the actual thing, it's Garden of Peace. The Covenant of Peace. Okay, maybe that's the name in English. Address the harm done by modern technological devices. Yeah, that's where we are now. We're on there together, yeah? We're on Instagram, we're on YouTube, on Facebook. How much time are you on the feed and then suddenly something comes up that's not so great? Yeah? If you go searching on Instagram, which I don't recommend anyone doing, it's very unlikely, unless you really streamline your feed, you're going to have something that's not worth looking at. It's going to be, or Facebook, you go to the video section, it could pull you off into a realm. Even worse, Netflix, you could spend days of your life watching and binging hours of content, especially that's not good for you. Yeah, it's a challenge constantly for all of us to, I thank God, no Netflix in my house, but to constantly maintain the balance and the control, especially at TikTok. We'll load up sometimes shorter versions of these videos, little reels and things, and you could just drawn into this endless barrage of nonsense of minute after minute after minute. So with this challenge, the Garden of Wisdom relates to self-blame and lack of self-esteem. Even if I depend on this book to appear simple to you, they are deeper than the sea, and that will help you with those technological challenges that we're going through, especially now with what's coming in AI, as III, as we mentioned in the previous classes about that. Go check it out. When you review such ideas over and over again, you will be amazed at the depth that you will find them. The goal of learning is not only to know the material, but to internalize it into your heart, as we said already. And accomplish that when you review the material over and over, devote your prayers to it, through bringing your Torah and prayer together, turning your Torah into prayer, your learning into prayer. Thank God I have chavrusas here in Eretz Yisrael. And we're learning about deep chassidus from Rav Leibel Eger, from Rav Sodik, Tzitzkus Hasidic, the idea of beautiful svarim, Rav Shlomo Katz. We're learning Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter's book on Shabbat. Beautiful books on deep Tovah's understanding, the Mei Shloach, the ideas of beautiful concepts and Sefer Midrash. We have to internalize it through prayer. Let's take that teaching and pray on it, daven on it, learn on it. And when we're learning Daf Yomi every day with Rav Eli Safansky and the other beautiful Daf Yomi Shirim, we need to learn and pray on what we're learning, that we internalize the Daf, that we should remember it with Avos Olam. And when we're praying every day, Birkas HaTorah, we should have Kavana, have mindfulness, that the Torah should go inside our hearts, so then we don't end up, God forbid, doing the chait of meraglim or other things, or getting caught up with lashon hara or technology that we don't want to be involved with. We need to pray for that shmir eliona, that heavenly protection. That's what Yeshua ben Nun did, and Caleb ben Yefuna. They went to Hebron. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for Yeshua, gave him an extra letter to give him that chizuk, so that he should withstand the challenge. The chazachtem, we should challenge, be able to withstand. Someone said to me today, an old yid, it reminds me a bit of Moshe Feinstein, came up to me in shul in the frat and said to me that we are never given a challenge that we can't overcome, and it will be good. And he gave me that needed chizuk, even though we know this, but we need to go over it, internalize it, say it again and again, till it becomes part of Amunah. And then another yid sends it to another Jew, or another human being sends it to another human being, wherever you are. Keep giving each other encouragement. Keep sharing the message, and praying for each other, praying for yourself, praying to internalize these lessons. Now we're going to just stop for a minute on page 312. We'll get back to it hopefully next week if we have a class. And I pray for all of you to keep praying for us, to be blessed with what we're doing, and to remember that there's Unity Bookings, opportunity to bring these lights to your community, to bring Rav Shlomo Katz to your community, bring Rav Shlomo Morris to your community. We have a Munah tour right now going live in France. Rav Shlomo is in France lining up all the French population over there. Check it out on the French channels. I'm sure there's going to be some photos. We'll try to put some up on ours as well, whatever we get. And someone here, you help me get back to my Hasidic families. Yes, Chabad are definitely the very good shlichim in the whole world, generally with this kind of practical help. And I want to ask everyone here, what is something meaningful that you would like us to discuss for next week? But in the tshuva concepts, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't done this internalization, if I hadn't gone on this journey, searching and wanting and praying, all those moments of calling out to God and learning books like we just discussed in a real, real deep way, that helped me really succeed on this tshuva process to change my life when I came to Eretz Yisrael when I was 18, 19, and to seek it out in a real way, even in university, when there was all kinds of other distractions, I was constantly focused on finding the truth. And that's that search for truth my wife spoke about in a Relationship Flow podcast. That is what we're here for. We're here for the truth. We're here for the emes, for the ability to connect ourselves to our creator and to have soulmate connection in our relationships and to work with people that are real and true and to care about the truth in everything, in every how we do business and how we keep Shabbat and how we dress and how we, this for me represents truth, because Michael Jordan was someone who in his world, I don't know if he's truthful in everything, but in this concept of the victory, of going towards, going beyond your initial abilities and reaching out in the air to something beyond yourself, to a higher goal, to have ambition, to want to succeed in your spiritual growth. This is the concept of tshuva, tshuv hei, to return yourself back to Hashem, return everything you're involved in back to Hashem. You see something out there, you've gone through an experience in life, realize that can be your power. Thank you, someone wrote, I just prayed, exactly. We've got to apply it through prayer and then action. That was the idea of Just One Chesed. How much do we need to do kindness? We need to help each other, collaborate with each other. That's also a big tshuva process in our generation, not to just be out for yourself and how you can become a famous speaker, rabbi, whatever it is you're trying to do, actor, actress, be on YouTuber, TikToker, whatever it is. You've got to think about how you can collaborate, how you can help other organizations. Look at Joe Rogan, how much he's grown in the last year or so since he collaborated with so many other people through his comedy club and for all the things he's doing. He's an example in that world of how you help other people. That is a big part of tshuva, not just to return yourself, but the big part of the 12 steps is once you've taken on that bigger responsibility in life, now to help others. That's the ultimate point of it, to help others establish themselves in making an income, help others establish themselves in booking, help others establish themselves in learning, help each other in growing in Yiddishkeit, in spiritual mindset, in having a growth mindset, and helping others when you talk to them, smile at them, give them that love. That's the light of the tzaddikim we'll be learning here. So we'll end off in Pashas Shlach Lecha. It's a noshim to do our shlichus, to realize we're all on a mission. We're all in part of the agency of Hashem. He's the ultimate booking agent. He's sending us out to do these missions and he pays well. Yeah, he's the one who ultimately will support and will find us and pay us all what we need, everything we need, so we can support our families and be able to do charity and to bring this world, please God, to the ultimate tikkun, the ultimate fixing, the tikkun olam of Mashiach Sakenu, where we'll come to Eretz Yisrael with only good, to see only the good, that the tova aretz, to see the good, the blessing that exists here, to use our eyes and mouth to bring out the good in everything and to bring everything back to tshuva, the whole world to tshuva b'ahava, tshuva with love. Everything should return with love. It shouldn't be forced upon us through difficulties. It should be brought about through a loving relationship, through a connection, through wanting to turn everything in our life back to Hashem, to elevate everything we're involved in. And with that, we'll dance Mashiach Sakenu, B'mehevi Amenu. Thank you for joining us, and we appreciate it. And we can't wait to join you for another Munah class. Check out all the links below. Share Munah Global and be blessed with tshuva and see how that will bring abundance in everything you're doing. Amen.